Blog Talk Radio.
America, Baltimore, Maryland. Say it correctly. That's right.
I guess I'm back in the studio.
It's about time.
That's
it's about
right,
time.
I'm
but
back.
I want to throw a disclaimer out there to all of our listeners. I want you from now on, you know, we get a lot of great feedback. We want to thank you for that from everyone. We get a lot of great feedback. But Pam is always thrown across the coals. But you know what? From now on, I want you all to blame my co-host, Lawrence Jackson. Because
he
picks these topics that he knows that I'm going to go in on. So from now on, blame Lawrence. He's taking the blame, not me. Okay? So
Pam, you don't get bad feedback. Pam is a trip. Pam is hilarious. Pam is funny. Nobody say nothing about me.
Yes, they did.
No, they don't.
Yes, they did.
No, they don't.
But anyway, let's share our announcements and then let's get with the show. Okay. So, again, we want to welcome you to another edition of A Different Identity. We are constantly looking for people to be our wow person of the month. And the wow person of the month is the person that gives words of wisdom. You give it to our audience for 30 to 45 seconds. So we know there are people out there that are told you are the most influential. You are the most positive person I know. Anytime I'm down and I just don't know where to turn or what to do, you are the perfect person to get me through my moment. If that's you and you're told that thing, then we want to hear from you. Send us an email at adifferentidentity@gmail.com. We will be glad to have you join our family for the month. And as always, I am still the reigning Miss Corporate America Baltimore Maryland for 2015. I have my title until December 31st. So I'm going to work the sash for the rest of the year. And as Lawrence always mentions, I am an author. So if you're interested in purchasing my books, I am at events all over Baltimore and the surrounding areas. I'll be telling you about my events as the months go on. And with that being said, Lawrence Jackson, let's have a conversation.
I thought you wanted to announce something else.
What else do I want to announce, Lawrence?
Black Wall Street. Did you forget that quickly?
Oh, See, he is good for something today, isn't he? See, I'm going to start off hard with him today because he deserves it. He's back in the studio, so I have to give him extra
yes,
love. Extra
thank
love.
You so much.
So, yours truly, meaning both of us, when I say yours, Lawrence Jackson and I, we want you to nominate us. So there is an event entitled the Black Wall Street Business Expo, and it will be taking place on Saturday, May 16th, and they're having their One Mic Award. So you can nominate A Different Identity with Lawrence and Pam as your favorite talk show or talk show host. All you have to do is send your nomination to radioonpoint@gmail.com. Again, that's radioonpoint@gmail.com. Nominations start today, April 6th, today. That means don't wait. Don't say, oh, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Do it right now while you're listening to us. radioonpoint@gmail.com. And there are several categories, and the category that we pick is the best online news talk radio show. Don't forget, vote for us, and I'll be reminding you every week because voting starts on the 26th, but you have to nominate us by April 25th. And if you're on Facebook, I'm going to flood your pages anyway, so you'll remember
it. Thank you so much. Well, this is what I'm going to do. Before we get the show started, I'm going to go ahead and take tonight's wow moment since you missed your mark on the nomination for the show. So I read a very interesting quote today that I want to share, and that quote says, when someone says that you change, it simply means that you stop living your life their way. So just remember that as you go on with your week. When someone says that you've changed, it simply means that you stop living your life their way. That's one to grow on. And with that being said, Pam, let's get into tonight's encounter. Are you ready?
Yes.
Good stuff. So, folks, let me first say this. You for listening to our show every week. We certainly appreciate all of your calls and all of your feedbacks and all the wonderful things that you do for us. Again, we do this for you, so we certainly appreciate all the feedback that you give us, all of the show ideas, and all of the great information that you share with us. Tonight, we're talking about people who are way too sensitive and or too insecure. And I know we talk a lot about relationships. We talk a lot about the things that you do in relationships and the things that you don't do or you're not supposed to do in relationships. But what do you do when you encounter someone who is way too sensitive or you encounter someone who is insecure? And I know as we kind of dive into things, I believe that it's a combination of things that make people this way. First and foremost, I think that it is a lot of the things that they've been through. excuse me. And in this particular season, this is a new year, spring is coming in. I wanted to take this opportunity to talk about this so that we can clear the slate. A lot of people think that new year, you start off fresh and you start off new, but all of a sudden there are some things that kind of come back to haunt you. And it's time to deal with those things. It's time to identify these things so that we can move on and be better in relationships and all of those good things. So, Pam, I'm gonna start off with a question for you. What do you think about tonight's topic as far as someone being way too sensitive or very insecure?
Well, considering that both are opposite ends of the spectrum, you know, I
yes.
would have a strong point of view.
Yes.
You know, I have a strong point of view. And one is far worse than the other, in my opinion. And I'm going to talk tonight from the perspective of a woman dealing with a man.
Okay.
One is totally to the left, and that is very problematic. You know, and dealing with, you know, they say highly sensitive men, that's a little, that would, I couldn't do it. I'm too strong-willed. He would just drown, die, fall underneath the ground dealing with me because I'm too strong-willed. So I think that when you talk about highly sensitive, you have to think about that person. You have to sort of brace your words, choose your words, you know, grow kindly and softly. And I don't even talk kindly and softly most of the time. So that would just knock me out the box. But I just think that both ends, it takes a certain type of person, I'll say, and to summarize, it takes a certain type of person to deal with both types of people.
Okay. So do you want to, let's separate them. And we're going to talk about the person that's too sensitive. And so, and again, folks, if you're on the line, if you have a question, you have a comment, if you have a perspective that you want to share, again, the phone lines are open. You can give us a call here at 646-478-3474 and just press the number one, let our engineer know that you are on the line and ready to speak with Lawrence and Pam. So again, let's talk about people who are too sensitive. And when I think about people who are too sensitive, I think about people who are probably very, very friendly, very, very supportive, very, very caring.
Wait, honey bunch. Let's back this up. So you're saying when you're dealing with a highly sensitive woman, you see her as being kind. Is that what you're saying?
Well, this is what I'm – so let me finish the whole sentence so that you can get the complete flow of it. So what I'm saying is these people have all of those good intentions. And so that was the word that I was going to include in that. Like these, I think people who are sensitive in their mind, they have the best of intentions. Sometimes it just doesn't come out that way. And I speak that from my own personal experiences or things that I've heard.
Highly sensitive. Let's think about this now. When you think of a highly sensitive person, you're thinking of a person that is sensitive. That means that it takes a little bit more understanding to deal with a person that's sensitive. But that means that everything you say could possibly be placed under the microscope. And they're thinking about it and trying to figure it out and analyzing it because they're so sensitive. So you think that's a caring person?
Again, I said intention. Please make sure that you include that part in there. Because I think that the person has good intentions. Sometimes I don't think they know what to do with it. And it comes out in a highly sensitive way that would make them appear to be different. See, sensitivity. Okay, so when you talk about sensitivity, if I say, hey, I love you, and you don't say anything back, a person who's too sensitive, why you didn't say I love you back? I just
exactly.
told you I love you. But here it is. There is their caring intention, their thoughtful intention. But
on the flip side, it can be overzealous and pushy.
I get it, but we haven't got to that part yet.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's part of it.
Again, we gotta walk it out, Pam. That's how people are gonna understand.
I get what you're saying. So you're trying, of course, Lawrence is always trying to be the kind one, and Pam is always gonna give you exactly the truth. So again, Lawrence sees these people as kind and loving. I see them as overzealous, pushy, and can be a bit difficult to deal with because then you have to brace your tongue and, you know, watch what you say, and, oh, I gotta make sure that I don't say this real strong. I may have to think about my words as I say it. That's too much.
Okay, so, but here it is. Sometimes I think in the beginning of a relationship, you don't see that side of the person. It only comes out in time. It only comes out.
Wait a minute, no. You really believe that? So you really believe
I
that
do.
You will not
I
see the sensitivity of a person in the beginning?
I do believe that.
See, that's a man for you. That's a man for you. That's a man for you. You all don't recognize nothing unless it just bites you on your butt. How in the world are you going to tell, say, Lawrence Jackson that you can't figure out that if you meet a woman, okay, and you all have some conversations, you are going to tell me that based on your conversations you can't tell she's sensitive?
It's not always going to come out in a conversation like that. I think it comes out after the emotion is now put into play. So after they start feeling a certain way about you, after they have kind of become a little bit more vulnerable, that's when you get that. You don't
I
get
disagree.
That at the beginning of a relationship.
I disagree. I believe that the sensitivity of a person can come out in conversations when you meet them. So, for example, think about it. Okay, so you're having a conversation. Let's just role play for a second. And you and I are having a conversation. We're out at dinner.
Okay.
We just met and we decided we're going to meet for dinner. Okay? And we're out for dinner. And say the waitress messes up the meal. The meal is wrong. Okay? And the food she gets is just wrong. She's going to say, oh, this is, oh. And you're going to say, well, why are you not eating? She's going to say, oh, it's not exactly the way I like it. Sensitive. Instead of speaking up. In her actions. Let me finish. Sensitive in her actions. And then you say, well, let me talk to the waitress about this. Okay? So the waitress comes, and you being the man in the situation, and you say, you know, her food is wrong. And they say, well, this is how we always serve it. And she's going to be like, no, it's all right. It's okay. That's sensitive to me. They're sensitive. They're being sensitive instead of, and see, that's why I say men don't always pick up on clues. Clues when situations, clues to who the person is. That's a clue that they will be, they will shy away. They won't react. They don't stand up for themselves most times. All characteristics of a highly sensitive person, which means that at a certain point, if you all get to a relationship, you're going to see that characteristic blossom stronger. But you didn't recognize it from a simple situation is what I'm saying.
But not, if you haven't dealt with that type of person, like sometimes even if a person does give you a clue, I don't think that you always get it in the beginning as a man. And I think men have a little bit more of a tendency to kind of, I'll say overlook, but just kind of, not be so, well, just attack. Like, I think that you give a little bit more grace to it.
But my thing is, okay, when a person is sensitive, the characteristics of a sensitive person, what would you say? Okay, let's back it up just a tad bit.
Okay.
What would you say are the sensitive characteristics of a woman? What characteristics show she's sensitive?
I think for a woman, sensitivity is going to come in emotions. Anything that's dealing with emotions, I think a woman will be a little bit more sensitive to. I think appearance I say emotions, I say appearance, and maybe, what's the word I'm looking for here, affection. Let's call it that. Why you want to hold my hand, or you didn't kiss me today, or like all of those different things. But again, I think from a male perspective, and if there's a male out there who disagrees with me, you can certainly call in if you agree and or disagree. I don't think you see those things in the beginning. If you do see them, you might not recognize them as the person being too sensitive. But once you get into it, with this person, once I think there is a level of vulnerability with that person, then those emotions start to, you know, oh, you used to call me beautiful every day, now you don't call me beautiful anymore. Well, you used to hold my hand in public, now you don't hold my hand. Like, all those different things.
All that whining. Think about what you just said, though. That takes, it still takes a certain person who has to deal with all of that. That takes a lot of understanding. And again, that will flow in the beginning. So, for example, when you said she said, oh, you don't tell me I'm beautiful anymore, that might be the second week you're talking to her. Because you might always text her and say, good morning, beautiful. Good morning, beautiful. But this morning you just say good morning. And she going to say, what happened to beautiful? Now, a man going to pass that mess over and say, oh, she just feeling some kind of way today. Instead of noticing, whoop, red flag. She might be a little sensitive. I got to watch her. So, I mean, really, the signs, and that's what I say about men with signs to craziness, because, and we'll get to that a lot later, but I believe that the highly sensitive ones can become your most psychotic ones.
But that's the point that you don't want to get to.
Exactly, which is why I'm saying it takes a certain type of man to want to deal with a highly sensitive woman and vice versa, because you have to have some high degree of understanding.
But, Pam, you don't always know in the beginning. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Go ahead. I challenge any man out there, if you got a girl that you just talking to and you text her every morning, good morning, beautiful. Check it out and just type one morning, GM. Don't even type good morning. See what kind of response you get. It's the little things. I think that we overlook the little things because the little things amount up later to big problems.
But, Pam, you don't always see that in the beginning. I think when you become, I think they're triggered. I think that when you don't
You're
do
right.
something,
it's triggered. Exactly.
That's when it's triggered.
Exactly,
it's not triggered in the
you
beginning.
You just said it. You just said it. It's triggered. It's triggered by an action that you did not do that you were habitually doing before. Exactly.
So let me ask you this question. So when you talk about a person who is sensitive, or being too sensitive, what is the hidden or the underlying message?
Well, for one, I'm gonna go back to the woman dealing with a man. If a woman decides she's going to deal with a man that she knows, based on their communication up to a certain point and they've developed into a relationship, that there she's dealing with a highly sensitive man. That means she's decided to take on some things to balance the relationship because there are a lot of things that she's going to have to do. For example, you know, I was researching this, and it was just patience is the biggest thing that you have to have. Because there are certain things, if a person is easily irritated because of their sensitivity, so they could be far left or far right with that. They could get easily irritated or they could get easily excited. So sometimes one is worse than the other. So you got to have a degree of patience. The relationship can be successful. So I think that you have to be mindful of that. And it's a lot of things that you have to take into consideration if you're going to deal with this type of person, because communication can be a lost art.
Absolutely, I agree. I look at it, this type of person, I'm going to give a couple of characteristics and you let me know if you agree or don't agree. I think that this type of person, again, just like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, has dealt with certain situations and circumstances, so now they have a greater tendency to protect themselves. And so they are either thinking that you are either, if you're not doing the things that you did before, you are either rejecting them or you are either trying to pull back from them. And so that's where that trigger comes in. The trigger is, I've been through all of these different things, and now all of the things that you were doing or whatever you were doing in the beginning, you're not doing now, and now I see I need to protect myself. And that's why I think that is where that sensitivity comes from. It's they're trying to protect.
The issue with that is that you should notice those things, because that's all part of the communication before you get to the point of a relationship. So again, there are red flags and signs that will alert you to whether or not you're dealing with a highly sensitive person or you're dealing with an insecure person. There are signs. Everybody's not balanced.
I get it. I get that. But everybody should have a level of being balanced. Because just like you said before, when we've talked about shows, we've had shows and we talked about what do you do after you break up with somebody, oh, you take some time out and you examine yourself, you look at all the lessons that you learned, you look at all of the things that you did and the things that you contributed, then why is this not one of the things that you're looking at?
Well, I will say this. I think that plenty of people do self-analysis and don't want to accept that they're highly sensitive or insecure.
Why?
Because it's a negative connotation.
Because that could be a reason why people are not dealing with you or not coming to the level. Give them these reactions. And from a guy's perspective, that automatically means drama. That automatically means that you could be psycho, you could be a stalker, you could be all of those different things that you don't, as a guy, you don't want to have to deal with.
And guess what? Some guys are. Say all of the above. Men always want to think that women are the only ones that are stalkers.
But that's
that
not what
are...
I said. I'm only speaking from a male perspective.
Okay,
so
I'm putting it out there. Most men assume that it's a woman's thing to be stalkers and things like that. But there are men that get into these situations that fall into these categories too because they don't want to let these women go or they say she's not going to be with nobody else. So they and that'll be – and we'll talk about that when we get over to the insecure side. But I think the highly sensitive men, you know, that they are people that they're normally quiet. And they're not always probably men that you can depend on because they almost need you to support them because of their characteristics of being highly sensitive. You have to be the outgoing one because if both of you all are sensitive, woo, Jesus.
Yeah, that's an appetite for destruction right there.
You have to be the fun one. You have to be the fun one and give, you know, make the relationship exciting because that person that's in, highly sensitive is afraid to step out and do things that, you know, that are out of the ordinary. Again, I'm not saying that a person can't love a highly sensitive person, but it takes a special person to do it.
Okay. I was reading something and it talked about very sensitive people tend to live more in terms of what feels right at the time. So they tend to act according to their mood. And I thought that was very
interesting. That right there is dangerous. That's dangerous. Because moods are swing.
Uh-huh.
And if your mood is swinging and today you're happy, so the day you're so happy, you're going to go out there and sit around and find yourself someone you want to talk to. And you talk to somebody that's totally out of your league. And when I say out of your league, you know, that person is, you know, either real exciting and social butterfly, and you're this sensitive person's like, oh, wait a minute. What is she going to think of my clothes? What is she going to think about my hair? Is my hair cut right? Are my shoes clean? Are my nails clean? Am I a little too fat? You got going through all these changes in your head over at that moment, and then you're swinging, mood swinging. That's a problem.
And that's why, you know, like sometimes I don't want to get into all of that. And, you know, I certainly appreciate somebody who's well-kept. I certainly appreciate someone who has their hair done, and that is my only expectation. Like, I think when you put more on it, it gives a lot of unnecessary pressure, in my opinion, and now the person feels like they have to do all of this extra stuff. And sometimes you just want the basics. If I enjoy you, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And if I'm beholding you and the way that you look to me is beautiful, I don't want anybody to go through all of these different things trying to enhance this and doing. Sometimes it's too much.
But
sometimes
that's
you just need to stick with the basics.
But you know what? That's wonderful that you're saying, But you got to think about, if you're thinking about, and you got to think about, these are in the age range of over 35, saying that are highly sensitive. If you've gone that long in life and you are sensitive to that degree, you might need a little bit of medication. You might want to seek professional help. Because at that point, if you don't know who you are and aren't happy with yourself, you need some extra help. Because it's going to be even harder for you to match someone in your age range for a relationship.
You know, we got to go through a quick commercial break, but I want you to hold that thought, and I want you to bring that back up in the next segment. We're going to talk about that and then move into the insecure part. Folks, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Again, we are talking about people who are way too sensitive and or too insecure. If you have a question, you have a comment, why don't you give us a call at 646-478-3474. Hold that thought. We'll be right back right after this commercial.
Are you in need of a high-quality video for your next event, your single, or your business? Well, you're in luck. TC Productions will give you a high-quality video for an affordable price. For more information, call 678-744-3908 or visit www.tcpvid.com. And if you're an indie artist, TC Productions is offering a high-quality viral music video for only $150. That's right, only $150. Call and set up your appointment today. www.tcpvid.com or 678-744-3908. Are you getting ready to celebrate a special moment? Need a way to raise money for your organization? Or just simply love scented candles? Well, come stick your nose in our business to smell the best scent around town, and I'm sure your nose will be pleased. For more information, call 404-954-1206 or visit igotsprinkles.com. I Got Sprinkles. Come put your nose in our business.
WXRP Radio is looking to partner with your business. Could your business use more branding and exposure? Could your business use more customers? Well, WXRP Radio is here to help. Advertise with WXRP Radio and give your company the advertising boost that it needs. With packages as low as $30, WXRP Radio is the way to go. Let us get your company information out to our listeners. For more information, call 678-744-WXRP or email us at sales@WXRPradio.com. That's sales@WXRPradio.com. Let WXRP Radio help you grow your business. WXRP Radio, the station that listens.
Welcome back to A Different Identity, Up Close and Personal with Lawrence and Pam. And for those who are just joining the show tonight, we are talking about dealing with people who are way too sensitive and way too insecure. But Pam, I want you to repeat that last thing that you said. Now, I want to touch that just a little bit. We're going to kind of move into the insecure person. But say that, what you said before we went to break.
Are you talking about the portion where people over the age of 35 that have this issue, that they need to consider professional help or medication, because at that point it will be harder for them to get in a relationship if they have this type of issue?
Okay. So my question to that is, again, kind of going back to what we said earlier, when you do this self-analysis, when you look at all of the things that happened in the relationship, when you look at the contribution, why is that not one of the things that is recognized?
Again, will say that people probably do recognize it. They just do not want to accept the fact that they have this issue, because this one is a harder one to tackle. If you're told you're too sensitive, think about it. Especially a male point of view. If a male is told he's too sensitive, that can make him have a lot of mind trips. if you ask me. Man, you're too sensitive. You take everything to heart. That could cause some issues.
But what about this, Pam? If someone, what if no one has never told you that before? It could be an awakening. It could be what you really need to hear at the time.
I'm sorry. Launch at 35 or 40. It's not the first time they heard
it. You just said it.
No, I said that they don't want to accept it. They've heard it before.
Are you 100% on that?
They've heard it before. Yes. I believe that most people, I'll tell you this. I will step out there and believe that most negative things about a person has been told to them before. They just don't want to accept that that's really a part of who they are.
And maybe we should do
it. It's harder. We might do that. It's harder to accept negativity than it is to accept positive things. So insecurity, I mean, being insensitive, I'm jumping the gun. Being insensitive, highly sensitive, can be looked at negatively. And on the flip side, some woman might say she likes a highly sensitive man because that means that eventually he'll just drown himself in her because his emotions are just all about her because he's so sensitive and he just really understands. He's in touch with his feminine side and he's just going to love me up. So for some women, that's a turn on. It might be a great thing. But for Pamela Mintz, absolutely not.
Okay. Well, let's switch gears here. Let's talk about the whole insecure piece. And I'm going to let you go first on that because I'm sure you have a lot to say.
Absolutely. I mean, when a woman has to deal with an insecure man, that is a big chore because that means that he's overly jealous. He makes a lot of ridiculous accusations. He's bombarding you all day with calls and texts. He can get moody at the drop of a hat, and you have to take a lot of extra effort to assure him that he doesn't need to be jealous, that he does not need to accuse you of things, that he does not need to call you around the clock, and that his moods are annoying. That's a lot of work. And to me, this one is the hardest one because this type of man has the intent, or in my opinion, to be abusive eventually.
Okay, I get that.
So what do you think about an insecure woman?
I mean, I think for an insecure woman, that's a whole lot to deal with as well. And I think that the weird thing about it is I think from a man's perspective, dealing with a woman, again, I'm going to go back to what I said earlier, those things don't always come out in the beginning. I think that those things come out, again, at the vulnerable stage. And because people, I think, more than being sensitive, being insecure, people try to hide in it and act like or pretend that they don't have any.
Well, I'm a back you up on that. Again, I'm not going to agree. I think, Lawrence, again, insecurity is something that in most cases, you pick up on that occur early, we ignore the signs. For example, woman meets man all day. What you doing? You know, darn well she at work. Why didn't you text me what you doing? I was thinking about you. Okay, great. Oh, why you didn't text me back? I was working. That's a sign. You wearing that out when you go out? We met you wearing this type of clothes. Now you got a problem with what I'm dressing? Is that for your car ride by about 11:30? That's why I text you. No, dummy, I was at work. See, I think that there are signs. There are signs. But we ignore them.
Because I think from a man's perspective, sometimes you want to give people the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, I think that's just a natural thing. I think that's natural, especially in the beginning of a relationship. Because you don't really know this person, you have a greater tendency to give them the benefit of the doubt until it becomes too much, or like you said, on the border of being abusive. Again, that's what I say.
You know what, before we keep going, give out the number again, just in case.
Folks, if you want to give us a call, we are waiting patiently. The number here is 646-478-3474. Press the number 1. Let our engineer know that you are on the line ready to talk to Lawrence and Pam. Go ahead, Pam.
So on this note, I want to bring up a slogan that I don't agree with, but
okay.
I'm going to bring it out. I want my man to be my best friend. What do you think about that? Well, my husband is my best friend. And
I mean,
on that note, wait a minute, Lawrence, before we even
jump
to this,
okay.
We have a bold caller.
Go get him.
Caller, welcome to A Different Identity.
Hi there, Pam Lawrence. How are you doing? This is Cairo Queen.
Hey, how are you?
I'm spectacular. I'm listening to your show, and I actually have one of my friends who is a relationship counselor on three-way with me, Kiba Green from Three Counselors and a Couch, and we were just actually checking in and listening to the show. It was an interesting topic, so I thought I'd jump in. I would like to have a man for a best friend, too. I'm single and 38. I've never been married, don't have any kids, so I'm listening to the conversation. There are signs of abuse. I have sisters and parental figures who are abused in abusive relationships. So and other people see the signs. I don't think the person on the inside of it sees it because they're distracted by the actual relationship.
So, Cairo, can we I'm going to ask you a quick question. Do you think you see these things in the beginning of the relationship or at the point of vulnerability, in your opinion?
You miss things, you miss cues because you're caught up in the hype of the situation. I'll give you an example. I was in a relationship with the last person I dated 2 years ago, and I kept remembering him telling me, you know, all these people who he had these issues with. And I was thinking, I remember telling him, I don't think that you're ready for a relationship. And he begged me to be in this relationship. I didn't even want to be in the relationship. But I was sitting there thinking, I said, well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and try it. And I hadn't dated anybody in like 10 months. And since him, I have not really dated for like the last 2 years. So I look and I say, you know, you see signs because his issue was he has had relationship to relationship to relationship since he was married 3 years prior to meeting me. And he had never gotten over the marriage. I always kept coming back into our relationship. And, of course, hindsight is 20/20, but, you know, it was there the first time I spoke to him. I just wasn't paying attention to what I was hearing him say, which was, I'm broken, I need to heal. You see what I'm saying?
I'm waiting for Pam to jump in. I just wanted to see what she was going to say.
I'm listening right now.
And I look, and I think a lot of times we get distracted from the conversation, you know, in the lore of love and in the twilights in somebody's eyes. But, you know, I think the stuff is there. Like, I'll give you an example. I have a relative who was beaten to near death, but the person who she was dating already had a record and an arrest record and a name for being a thug and a bum. Like, he literally was a deadbeat dad already. He was already beating on somebody else. He had already went to jail for beating on another girl, and she still got in a relationship with him. It was already there. But we get caught up because I think a lot of us want to be in love. We want love so badly. And I know it's a lot of women who are desperate for love, a lot of men who are desperate for love, and they're looking out for somebody just to hold on to or to be the Band-Aid for the wound that they got open. So, I mean, that's just my thought. Kiba, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
What do you think? You're a counselor, so what do you think?
I mean, I think everything you said is on point. I was trying to understand, because we just jumped on at the tail end, about what were you all asking about your mate being your best friend?
Yes.
Well, we just brought it up. We just brought the topic up.
We just kind of walked.
We haven't even addressed it yet.
Well, I think that we have to be very careful with that statement in itself. You know, I am married and my husband is my best friend to an extent. That does not mean that I'm going to tell him everything. See, that's what we get mistaken.
Exactly.
We want to share everything with this person. That's not necessarily a good thing. And so we have to be really careful on how we define best friends. And so, you know, I've had girlfriends who call their husbands best friend, and that means they tell them their business plus their girlfriend's business plus their, you know, their sister's business, you know. And then you want to know why your husband has a problem with you going out with these people. Well, you just tell him everything they do, you know. And so we have to be really careful about that word best friend and define it. When I say my husband is my best friend, I mean that we can talk about anything. We can share our dreams. We can share our fears. And I'm not, I don't feel judged or critiqued, you know, and so, and vice versa. So those type of things. I think that we have that kind of connection where if we don't say a word, we're still okay with each other. And so people have to define what best friend means to them. And then I think Cairo summed it up really good. People are looking for love. I say all the time, if you could bottle up hope and sell it, you'll be a millionaire. Because people just want hope, and they just want it from anywhere. And so, you know, nowadays with technology, you know, and things, we are out of touch, and we're losing the actual physical touch. So we're looking for that, you know, we're looking for physical touch, and we're looking for love and passion and hope, and we're rushing into things that are, you know, that's unhealthy in a lot of ways.
Gotcha.
Well ladies, we thank you so much for joining us. We want to get some other people on that want to jump on and give us their feedback, and we thank you, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thank y'all for calling in.
Okay, so we have another caller. Caller, welcome to A Different Identity. Do you have a question or a comment tonight?
Just a comment. I was listening to the whole dynamic of being best friends with your mate, and if you can't be transparent, then how can you be best friends? I know this isn't the subject tonight, but I was just listening to the last caller. And there are signs all over. But remember when we were younger, we'd always talk about how we let people meet our representative. We never showed them exactly who we were. So I was listening to Lawrence earlier. There's some things you just don't know from the first conversation.
Good stuff. Hey, well, we certainly appreciate you giving us a shout, man. I guess as we dive into it, I think that, again, I hear people say my wife or my husband is my best friend, and I guess I understand that person that you are transparent with, and that you can say anything to, and hopefully this person has your best interests at heart. But is that person technically your best friend? So, I mean, I think I get the logic behind it. Sometimes I don't think that both parties can handle it, because there are some things that I could say, and because you're closer to me or you are very protective of me, you might not understand, and things could probably go a little to the left. So, Pam, what's your perspective on it?
Well, I agree. The therapist was right on target with how I was feeling about the subject, okay. That title, because I think that we have to be careful in the wording that we use at times when we're using words. We have to be careful with words. I'm a word person. So when you start saying best friend, you have to think about what best friend means. You know, best friend means that you're sharing your secrets, you're telling them things that you can't talk to everybody about, and that's a sacred place.
Mm-hmm.
So to say that your husband or your wife is your best friend, to me, is a play on words. I agree with what the therapist said. When you get into saying it, you have to be careful, because you sit up there and you'll tell your husband, Sean, she told her husband so-and-so, and then Michelle, she done alienated everybody by doing so-and-so. When you start delving in and giving other people's business to your spouse, and then those people come over to your house, and you're socializing, and he's looking at them half crazy, and they wonder, why are you looking at me? They ask you, why was your husband looking at me like that? You done just told all their business.
Yeah, but there's still a different dynamic to it. And I look at it as,
I don't agree with it. I don't think that you should say, I don't think you should use that wording. I get the meaning that they're trying to give, but I think that there needs to be, maybe this is the time, you know, people like to come up with words like they came up with fleek. Maybe there's a word that needs to be changed or made up for that type of relationship, and it's not a best friend.
Okay. So let's talk in terms of, again, when you look at someone that you've taken to your side and they've become your husband and or your wife, and this is your protector, this is the person that you can just be you around. Now, I'm not saying that you share other business or whatever, but the things that regard you, the things that are close to you, the things that are meaningful to you, are you saying that you can't share all of those things with your husband as a best friend?
No, I'm not. I don't think. No, I think that there is a line of division there.
Okay.
Especially now. You know, now, you know, at the age of 40-something and you are looking towards a relationship, there is a place where you and your husband share something that's different than with a girlfriend. But when it comes to sharing everything about me and some of the things that I've done, and I'm not going to go that far. My best friend knows my secrets,
mm-hmm.
and she holds them. So mm-hmm. she's not going to share them. We have that relationship, that bond. I trust that. Granted, I trust my husband, but I don't share all the deep things that made me up until that point. I can't share all of that with him because I still am a person who believes you can't share all sides of you with everybody, including your significant other.
Okay. So kind of, I want to switch up because I want to make sure we still, because we got a little bit of time left, talking about this insecure thing. So one of the things that I read about dealing with people who are insecure or too insecure is that you have to establish boundaries with them. And you have to make sure that they understand the boundaries, that they respect the boundaries of what's comfortable between both of you. You understand what I'm saying?
I get it, but you know the one thing that threw me off with the insecurity thing was that some people suggest that you bring him out with your friends. Now, I'll say it like this to you, Lawrence. Do you think that it would be a good idea if you have an insecure girlfriend to bring her amongst your female friends?
Well, I believe if it's going to give her a level of comfort, because, again, insecurity comes from a place, and it comes from past experiences. It may come from a past hurt, and it may come from a place where they didn't know. So you, are you choosing to have this person to come into your circle, there might be some things that you have to expose them to so that it helps to let the guard down. So if I felt like it would help her to understand my friendships and my other relationships, I would do that. Because I want her to understand that the relationship is meaningful enough to me that I will include you in my circle so that you can see.
But do you think that there may be some people, some women that she may see in the group and say, like, I think she like you. Then what? No, she out on your motives. No. I don't want you out on them.
What do y'all call that? Women's intuition? Is that what y'all call it?
Right. Her quote-unquote intuition, she's going to jump in and she's going to say, no, I think there's something going on. Let's take, for instance, you and I. We are cousins. I don't know how many freaking times I have to tell people
cousin. I get it.
Now, you don't have any reason to be insecure, highly sensitive, unless you need a pill. Because if I didn't told you times that's my cousin, I don't have the problem. You do. So I don't know how many. That's a prime example. We are blood related. We're
absolutely
not one of those made up friends, family members.
Yeah,
and,
I said
people cut out their family members off the magazine and put them in the photo album. No, we're not one of those. We are blood related, okay? So we're cousins, real cousins. And I don't know how many times I've told men, that's my cousin. Well, don't look like your cousin. We took a picture. That's my cousin.
Okay, so see, in a case like that, and again, sometimes, and I'm just using this as an example, so please don't take it the wrong way, the response can add to the problem. And so if you say, hey, that's my cousin, you know, like, come on, stop it. But if you say, look, that's my freaking cousin, I don't know how many times I got to tell you that's my freaking cousin, once you get out of my face, now it's going to take that person to another level.
And we're going to go to that level together.
Worse.
Okay, we're going worse then. We're going worse. Because if I have to keep telling you 50 times that on the first time, I'm going to say, oh, this is my cousin. But then after the second time, and I would say, that's my cousin. By the third time, that's my freaking cousin. I just took it a whole other level because I feel like how many times do I have to repeat to you? Are you hard of hearing? Are you special needs? Do you ride the yellow bus? What don't you understand about the three times previous that I said those statements? Which is why I said when you're dealing with the insecure or highly sensitive person, you have to have patience.
Absolutely.
And for a situation, that's why I said I wonder if that's a good situation to bring them around to meet certain people because they're just going to swear out that you're not telling them the truth. Still.
But I think this. If I'm bringing my significant other into my circle and you know, hopefully, I will say this, that they are probably just sitting in the cut and just probably observing. Now, if they start saying this or saying that, you know, again, that's going to expose them. So that's going to be a whole nother conversation. But I think they just need to observe at that point. Watch how you interact with these people. Watch how you communicate with these people. Watch the interaction. I don't think that there's a lot that needs to be said. Now, I'm not saying don't say anything because, of course, if my significant other is there, then the people who understand me are going to try to engage that person in conversation. But for them saying, you know, all of the stuff to the right or to the left, I think is too much when you have been introduced into a different circle. Because I think that goes both ways. I think when you understand that, you know, the person that I'm dating had a life before me, and I want to be a part of her life, so I have to be in her life, that's a whole nother level. But that's mutual because it has to be shared. There's no insecurities in that. There are some things that have to be shared to give each other that level of comfort that we need. We got 2 minutes, Pam. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you sort of start going off like I did. I think that one was sort of hit home for us. That sort of hit home. We got a lot of aggression out of that one moment because we hear that way too much. And I just think that sometimes this subject was appropriate to get that one out there because people have to understand that when you are dealing with people after certain age, we realize after 35, you are setting your ways. You've decided how you want to act now. And so if you want to bring other people into your space, you have to be balanced.
Yeah.
I think that's the bottom line. Get balanced.
Good stuff. Well, hey, folks, we are out of time once again, but never out of time. Never out of things to talk about. Excuse me. I'm still in that moment, Pam. I want to say so much.
Hold back.
And I'm going to say this one last thing. Another thing that could possibly lead to those types of behaviors is someone thinking that you're flirtatious or having flirtatious ways. That's another issue that needs to be addressed that will help to keep down someone being insecure and or too sensitive. I'm going to stop on that note, and you can take us home.
Well, we'll conclude the show by saying, when you know better,
you will
do
better. You do better, Pam, please.
I'm trying. I'm learning everything. Woo!
Goodbye, y'all.